Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state, as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody is having a great first weekend of spring.
Ah.
Yes, back on Tuesday the 19th at about 10.06 p.m.
Okay.
The spring equinox arrived, okay? At least that was for Houston, because, you know, the sun travels from east to west.
Yes.
So it might have been a little different for those of you all that we're trying to get you up to speed with.
Right.
Earth movement. Right. Had a great trip earlier this week down to G2 Ranch in Pearsall, Texas. Have heard about it, have seen videos about it, have read about it, and quite honestly, everything that said doesn't really do it justice until you see it firsthand. Beautiful game ranch. It is truly a hunting resort. And the owner of G2 Ranch, Don Gilchrist, will be our guest later on to explain some of the opportunities that are available. And it is well worth your time and energy. Plus, we've got outdoor news. We're going to talk about OH Ivy.
Again?
Again and again.
Okay.
And again.
Wow.
And again,
okay,
since we last visited last week.
Ooh.
Yeah, unbelievable what's taking place. Harold's going to have some national news. So you all do stick around. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildrens.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And at the top of the program, told you that we were going to give you an update on that fishing gem out west, OH Ivy.
Yeah.
Lake Fork, we love you, but you're definitely in second place.
Okay, well, what happened?
Here's what's going on. For the past 3 years, they have given up seven over 13-pound Sherlunkers, back to back to back, all right? Last week when we visited with you, we told you about, well, get my notes. I thought I'd put these in the right order.
Oh, okay.
anyway, we told you about number six.
Right.
Okay? And with that being said, I made the comment, 7 will match the past 3 years. I'm putting my money on number 8.
Okay, and that runs through this month?
Yeah.
Okay.
Through the end of the month is when the collection for the legacy class occurs. On March, let me just run through the March catches, okay? Okay. March 3rd, Eric Lewis caught legacy class Sherlunker 660 from Phantom Hill Reservoir. First time for that lake north of Abilene. March 6th, the 11th legacy class of the season was the second for the year at J.B. Thomas, okay? That's west of the Abilene area. Then Daryl Hansen caught the first legacy class from Inks Lake on about March 10th. Then lucky number 13, O.H. Ivy Sherlunker streak continued with Larry Walker reeling in Sherlunker 663 that hit the scales at 13.83 pounds. That was number six for O.H. Ivy, okay? Then we've got Bud Roby celebrated St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
By catching Sherlunker 664 from Ivy weighing 14.18.
Ooh.
That's the 14th Lunker and the 7th from O.H. Ivy. There was now a tie for the past four years. Kyle Hall, this guy has been a phenomenal angler on Ivy. Caught a top 50 largemouth from Ivy, Sherlunker 665, 15.82 pounds. The 37th heaviest largemouth of all time. This is Kyle's third legacy class Sherlunker in 3 consecutive seasons, one each year, and the 8th from Ivy.
Okay.
Doesn't stop.
Whoa.
Then we go to 2 legacy class Sherlunkers in under 10 days for angler Larry Walker. Sherlunker 666 from Ivy hit the scales at 13.62 pounds. That's the 9th from Ivy. Back on March 11th, he caught 663. Then this is the 10th is Scott Hines landed Sherlunker 667 that weighed 13.12 pounds. 10. Mm. 10 Sherlunkers.
And the month ain't over yet.
And the month ain't over yet. It's amazing.
Wow.
It's amazing. You got some national news for us?
Well, I've got some that I know you'd be interested in, and you probably already knew it anyway. Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Celebrating its 40th anniversary.
Yes, I knew that.
In May, right?
Yes.
4 elk hunters founded it May 14, 1984 in Troy, Montana, believing that more dedicated efforts were needed to ensure the future of elk. At that time, there were approximately 550,000 elk in North America. Since then, RMEF and its partners have conserved or enhanced more than 8.6 million acres of wildlife habitat. It's become one of the most effective and efficient conservation organizations in the U.S., as evidenced by the fact that today the North American elk population numbers are more than 1.1 million.
Yeah, and what they've done in the East, where the now extinct Eastern elk resided, is absolutely amazing. And in my meeting with Texas Parks and Wildlife, at one time elk were recognized as a game animal west of the Pecos River here in Texas.
Right.
Now, there was an 11th hour amendment to a piece of legislation about 20 years ago that declassified them as a game animal.
Right.
Because of that, Boone and Crockett and Pope and Young do not recognize the great bulls that are being grown in West Texas, the free-ranging, you know, animals.
Yeah.
And quite honestly, it's a travesty, and it's something that I've had meetings, and I'm going to have more information for the public. Listeners as well as readers coming up, because we need to have elk coming back.
Right.
According to the late Jack Ward Thomas, who achieved the rank of head of the forest, he started at Texas Parks and Wildlife. He wrote the book on elk and elk management, said the Trans-Pecos elk were descendants of the Merriam species. If you're familiar with the big bulls coming out of Arizona, it's those class. And up in the panhandle, the extinct Manitoban subspecies were there. And, of course, what's taking place with in the eastern part of the country is a restocking effort and hunters embracing, and just absolutely phenomenal.
Yay!
Yay, here in the Lone Star State, anglers keep hearing about clean, drain, and dry. Well, it's, in my opinion, a delaying action. Keep doing it. You need to do it. But Lake Amistad is now infested with zebra mussels.
Oh, boy.
It was first detected back in June of 2022 by the National Park Service. And then, and where is it? 2021, the Mexican sector of the International Boundary and Water Commission found submerged rocks that were facilitating the growth of mussels in their discovery. Just really a shame of what's taking place.
So we need some other invasive species to come in that eat zebra mussels, like we did with the nutria.
You know, I'm not sure of how bad it is. It hurts in the water treatment because the larva is microscopic, and as the water flows through, the larva attaches itself to the filtration screens, and you can't clean them and you can't reuse them, so you have to replace. Right. It becomes an expense. And guess who pays that? Those people that, you know, get the water from water treatment plants, which is all of us.
Right.
All right. Here's something else. Texas Parks and Wildlife recently intercepted four lancha crews and seized about 1,250 pounds of illegally caught red snapper from the Gulf of Mexico on March 5th. A lancha is a motorboat not registered with any country. That's about 20 to 30 feet long, low profile, outboard motor capable of traveling speeds of exceeding 30 miles an hour. I've been offshore and seen these boats.
Okay.
And they've got the tiller handle, you know.
Right. Oh.
Okay. And you're like, and no navigational equipment.
Right.
And, you know, this one motored up to us while we were trolling. ¿Dónde está México?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That way. Yeah.
You know, it took off.
Oh,
absolutely crazy. But that's what's happening is these illegal fishermen, netters, come from Mexico, come into our waters, catch fish, take it back, and then probably end up selling it to our restaurants and wholesalers here.
Yeah, right.
You got anything else?
Well, our friends in Canada.
Okay.
They have now banned any elephant imports, even taken legally in Africa. Change comes as part of the overhaul of their country's permit process for transporting ivory goods derived from elephants or horn products derived from rhinos, which restricts the issuance of import permits to items intended for use in a museum, zoo, scientific research, support with law enforcement investigation. Official reason for the ban was to combat poaching, which doesn't work. Africa will no longer be allowed to bring, or people that hunt in Africa will no longer be allowed to bring any part of their experience home. And that's stupid because that's generating money to fight the poaching.
Sure.
In those countries.
Yeah. You got to have boots on the ground and, you know, surveillance, et cetera.
Yeah.
That's a shame. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets outdoor report. We're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road right after this.
America's best-selling truck for 47 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Haha. But you're not going to see them celebrate those 47 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 47 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. The country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News, or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Harold?
Yes, it is.
Move quicker.
Brought to you by The Blind.
There you go.
B-L-Y-N-D. For decades, the original blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field while providing coverable concealment at an affordable price. The Blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, The Blind's iconic design and construction are so good that original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. My original models I've had over 20 years are still being used. The Blind now introduces its next generation, the VersaBlind. Just as the name implies, the VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline. Rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. See the original blind, VersaBlind, towers, tie downs, other accessories at blind.com. That's BLYND.com. Remember, since 1980, it's the blind, and dealer inquiries are welcome.
And you can see the blind and VersaBlind as well as their other products at Gibson's in Kerrville, Moy's Way Shooting Sports in Kingsbury, Southwest Hay and Fee, down there in Mission.
Down in Mission. Sounds like a song. Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times this weekend, Saturday and Sunday plus Monday, a trio of best days of the week. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, a trio of good days. Friday plus next Saturday and Sunday, a trio of fair days. This weekend, look for game to be most active from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day will begin either side of the noon hour, continue until late afternoon. By Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, with game most active from early to mid-morning and continuing to feed until either side of sunset. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from late afternoon until well after sunset. On Monday, March 25th, we will have a full moon. On the coast this weekend, plus Monday and Tuesday, will each have a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Wednesday is a three tide day with two high tides and one low. Thursday and Friday have a double tide schedule each day. Next Saturday and Sunday begins a string of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low each day.
All right, on the coast, our forecast is more of a what you gonna do with the weather that we've had. And particularly over on Calcasieu, they've been catching a lot of great redfish. They've seen a bunch of flounder come in. The bite's been really good, as well as an improving bite for some really nice-sized speckled trout. On the upper coast, say from Victoria, around the Guadalupe River, all the way to the Sabine River, those rivers heavily influence our upper coast bay areas. And depending upon how much of the rain that we had mid-late week, you know, impacted our downstream flow, will really give an indication as to how to fish. I can tell you that over on Sabine Lake, and this was true last year too, but the jetties have been good for sheephead and drum on Carolina Rigs shrimp, but the Sabine South Revetment Wall and North Levee have been producing catches of trout while drifting with live shrimp. In the Trinity Bay complex, probably not going to be going up into Jack's Pocket because, again, runoff coming down finds your better water clarity, or where the dirty water meets the clear water, and those are great ambush points for the trout looking for shrimp and other bait. West Galveston Bay, less influenced, Chocolate May to a little bit, Chocolate Bio. But around San Luis Pass and back into Christmas and Bastrop Bays, some really good fishing. Again, temperature variances are such, shallow water warms more quickly than deeper water, and that is some shallow water. Down in West Matagorda, the bite's been picking up along the grass and guts and bars in West Matagorda Bay. San Antonio Bay reports that around the reefs and then along the outside beaches, trout fishing has been good. Redfish have been good in the back lake areas. Down at Corpus Christi, oh my goodness, from the Corpus Christi ship channel all the way down to the causeway, fishing has been good along spoil islands and grassy shorelines. From the causeway down to, say, Baffin Bay shorelines, you got grass beds, crash channels, and deeper water for the fish to escape. Land cut's going to be a real wind place for the next few weeks because of a protection from the winds. Port Mansfield, good fishing there at East Cut and on the south end of the land cut. And finally, South Padre down toward Port Isabel, some good fishing, Laguna Vista Cove, Gaswell Flats, edge of the intercoastal at Three Islands. good places to go wet a line and catch some fish.
Okay, heading to East Texas Fork for bass, spinnerbaits, and chatterbaits around grass in 4 to 5 feet of water has been the best. Texas rigs are fair around deeper edges of grass and big laydowns in 4 to 6 feet. Bass are moving up and down with the weather changes. Fish shallow and subsurface until a working pattern's found. The bait changes as the water temperature rises or falls. Frog patterns, top waters, are excellent in the grass and brush. Small craw patterns will work well on bedding bass. Lake of the Pines, crappie are good in 2 to 6 feet of water, biting on minnows or jigs. Catfish are good in 2 to 10 feet with your bait of choice. Livingston, white bass are spawning in the Betsy Creek, White Rock Creek, Harmon, and Trinity River using duck tracker slabs. Crappie are large and largemouth bass are in the shallows, spawning in 1 to 4 feet of water along grassy shorelines. Target crappie with crappie jigs for bass, throw chatterbaits, creature baits on beds, or topwater frogs cast in the grass. Sam Rayburn, bass are in the grass lines in 4 to 15 feet of water, biting soft plastics and spin baits. Some can be caught in the drains with crankbaits and jigs. Crappie are transitioning to pockets to spawn. White bass are up the river. Catfish are in the creeks hitting cut bait off of the bottom. Fayette, bass are loaded up, ready for the spawn on the backs of the pockets and creeks. Still some big fish out in the mouths or main lake points and ledges. Cast shallow crankbaits, worms, jigs, shaky heads, and drop shots. Huge blow-ups right now, so fish are starting to chase topwater frogs. Limestone, catfish moved into the spawning areas this week. They're hitting cut bait. Largemouth bass are spawning on beds. The bite is good in 1 to 4 feet of water in the creek channels using swim baits, Texas rigs, spinner baits, and chatter baits. Crappie are good fishing minnows in brush, standing timber, and creek channels in 1 to 10 feet of water. Palestine crappie fishing is good on jigs and minnows in 1 to 15 feet of water. About half of the fish have already spawned. Bass good in 2 to 8 feet of water on plastics around structure and baits that displace water on grass lines and edges of structure. Texoma, striped bass fishing is good using live shad on main lake ledges and flats in 30 to 40 feet. The bite has improved drastically around 10:30 to 11 a.m. each day, so stick it out if you're not seeing the active fish early. Backs of coves and around the mouths of the rivers are good, and swim baits are working in 8 to 15 feet of water where the water is dirty and warmer.
All right, heading to Del Rio down South Texas way, where Amistad Reservoir, black bass are good on main lake points and drains with deep water access holding spawning fish. Target 10 to 20 feet of water using crankbaits, deep diving jerk baits, Carolina rigs, and worms. Choke Canyon, black bass are good from the bank out to 10 feet of water using soft plastics and spinner baits. Crappie are good in shallow water on stink bait. Crappie are good in shallow water with live minnows or black chartreuse crappie jigs. Falcon, bass are spawning in waves with some fish being caught in 3 to 5 feet of water, flipping brush along vertical hardwoods. Channel catfish are good in 5 to 10 feet of water along submerged brush. Brownwood, bass to 7.61 pounds are good on jerk baits, topwaters and crankbaits in 3 to 8 feet of water. Allen Henry, same old song, crappie are good on jigs and minnows over structure in 18 to 35 feet of water. Ivy, we've already given you that report.
Oh boy.
Bass are good in 2 to 5 feet of water on spinnerbaits and chatterbaits. And I laugh at this, the report that we got in. Females are close to spawning. I would say the activity is there.
Right.
And Meredith, the bite is getting better every day with more and more fish being caught. Couple of nice largemouth, and of course the walleye. Trout are good on power baits, minnows, and worms. Walleye are excellent on minnows, grubs, and other artificials.
All right, heading to the Hill Country, and I was there this week, and boy, is it looking good up there. Fishing remains excellent on Lake Buckhannon for stripers and white bass. Stripers are biting live bait and jigging spoons in 14 to 45 feet of water. The shad spawn is close, with shad running the bank in a few areas. Crappie continue to be good in 2 to 12 feet of water using chartreuse jigs. Canyon, fishing has been good around shallow grass using white spinnerbaits. LBJ, this lake has been on fire as of late with bass catches up to and over 10 pounds. Work chatterbaits, flukes, wake baits in pockets, and flip a worm or a lizard around the beds along the edges of pockets, coves, and canals. Travis, bass are loaded up, ready for the spawn at the backs of pockets and creeks. Still some big fish out in the mouths or main lake points and ledges. Cast shallow crankbaits, worms, jigs, shaky heads, and drop shots.
All right, it's time for the hunting forecast, and this portion of our program is brought to you by Dallas Safari Club. Dallas Safari Club's mission is to ensure the conservation of wildlife through public engagement, education, and advocacy for a well-regulated hunting and sustainable use. The vision of Dallas Safari Club is a society that values wildlife, engages in its conservation, and understands and supports the role of well-regulated hunting in the sustainable use of wild resources. Dallas Safari Club is a member of the International Union for Conservation of Nature and is a mission-focused conservation organization funded by hunters from around the world. In recent years, millions of dollars have been channeled to qualified projects, organizations, and programs in support of that mission. Whether at Dallas Safari Club's huge annual four-day convention held each January or events held by one of its local chapters, these are places hunters gather and create a sense of family. Help Dallas Safari Club continue to make a difference by becoming a member, getting involved, and becoming a part of their growth. For more information, visit biggame.org. That's biggame.org. And for you hunters, turkey season is underway in the South Zone. Started March 16th, will run through April 28th. Great reports coming from the field. Some people are throwing out reports, and we didn't have the hatch that we had 2 years ago. Had a pretty decent hatch last spring. So there's a bunch of jakes, but there's a lot of three-year-old birds out there. And here's a tip that was taught by Wayne Carlton years ago. As soon as they come off the roost, the hens are basically bred, and then by about 10 o'clock, they go to nest, okay, and sit on their nest. With that being said, there's a lot of lonesome gobblers out there. And so from that 10 to 2 time frame, you can work with some yelps or soft purrs and putts and lure them in. If you have not called turkey, it is an absolute hoot.
Indeed.
I mean, it is great fun. Get out there and enjoy it. We've got the North Zone season that will open up on March 30th and run through May 12th. So enjoy your time. All right, Harold, have you been behaving?
Well, sort of. It's a Mercedes. It's an SUV. It's a plug-in. What can I say?
No.
Anyway, compact front-wheel drive. It's the 2023 EQB 250 SUV. Great little town vehicle, though. 245 miles on a charge, Bill. Anyway.
I do that before lunch.
I know you do. Equivalent of 180 horsepower, 284 pound-feet of torque. This is great for going to Costco. Adjustable regenerative braking system, which adds to the mileage. It's kind of interesting. Dynamic select transmission, power front seats, lumbar support, split folding rear. You can haul a fair amount of stuff in this thing. It's a cute vehicle, but it's got a fair amount of space in it. The optional equipment on this one, the added package is the all-season floor mats. First aid kit, charging cable, need that, garage door opener, panoramic roof. Heated steering wheel, which comes in really handy in the winter. Good looking. It's peppy. Base on it is 52. Second row is a 40-20-40 split, by the way, so you drop that down. And, again, that's your go-to-Sam's Club vehicle. This one loaded out was right at 60. So it's an entry level for Mercedes. So it's their 2023 EQB 250 SUV compact SUV.
So does Costco and Sam sell generators?
Yes.
I know they sell fuel that you can put in the generator.
That's right.
So then you can charge your
backup. Your backup.
EV.
Right. That's right.
Oh, my goodness. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Don Gilchrist, the El Jefe of G2 Ranch, he'll join us.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer.
You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloon tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. All right, bucks about to get their weight back on after losing 25% during the rut. Mama deer carrying those babies, pretty soon they'll be putting them on the ground and be lactating to feed them to get their legs underneath them. Right. You need to have Fortified Cottonseed out year-round. Put it around water resources. Don't just put one, put several, so that dominant buck will come in and kind of claim his, you know, feeding area.
Right.
But then the rest of the herd can get in and benefit. But the advantage for you landowners and those that are feeding, better than a 2.5-to-1 savings over a traditional protein regimen.
Which is surprising, since this is a free choice setup.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. Right. The animal's body tells them what they need. They eat what they need, and they go on. And because of the high crude protein and the vitamin package, things that maybe Mother Nature doesn't naturally give, it is extremely, extremely beneficial. You can go to a Tractor Supply and pick up a few bags if you need some. You can go online at fortifiedcottonseed.com and find an independent dealer near you. Got a big order you need? They'll deliver. Give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. As mentioned earlier in the week, had the pleasure of previewing, spending some time with our guest, Don Gilchrist, owner of G2 Ranch down on the property. Don, welcome to Texas Outdoor News. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good, sir. I'm doing good.
Tell you what, I gotta tell you, I'm going to tell our listeners exactly what I told you after my first impression of being the G2 Ranch. Harold, I pulled up to the gig, and I had this wow factor looking at the entrance and the lodge sitting behind. Went into the room. Oh, my goodness.
Ooh.
And then went into the lodge, and it truly showed the heart and passion that Don and his wife Sandy have in this eclectic design. The interior decor is phenomenal, and the cuisine that was served, the equal to the reputation as truly a hunting resort.
Oh, Don, so you guys did feed him while he was down there?
We did.
That's a scary sight, isn't it?
Well, he handled himself well.
I'm always on good behavior. I understand. My parents raised me. When I'm a guest, I'm on really good behavior, you know? when we got, you gave me a little history, and I'll kind of kick it off, and you can pick it up with the development of G2, because it's an interesting story.
You bought the ranch in 2004, and the development started, what, 2019? Is that correct?
That's correct. It was when we really started the process of making it into a commercial hunting resort.
That's you, and you give a lot of credit to your wife, Sandy, right?
I do. She's very instrumental in what you see when you come to our place.
The decor, it's the little things. Now, you all can sleep 100 guests, is that right?
From 90 to 130, yes.
Whoa! Okay. Absolutely amazing. The lodge, there's a long front wing of the face, and then it turns and creates an L. Don and Sandy's suite and their office is out on the point, rightfully so, looking over this beautiful vista.
Oh, wow.
In this lodge itself, there's all these mounts, as you would expect.
Right.
But the table that you eat on, way cooler.
Okay.
Custom made.
Uh-huh.
And what you sit on are old metal tractor seats that swing out. Okay.
Okay. Very good.
Don said that Sandy wanted some fans, but wanted something special, is the way the story goes on?
Yes. The electrician asked her about ceiling fans, and she said, well, I want ceiling fans, but I don't want just your regular ceiling fans. Go find me something that's different and special. And he did.
There are two rows, one on each side of this 80 by 120-foot area that has three fans.
Okay.
Belt-driven. And the belts go over to a motor on the wall.
All right.
And that's just way cool to see those things spinning.
Uh-huh.
There is a train track, not one, but two, that goes around the seating area and over the bar.
Okay.
And you know, I was curious, Don, when I went into my suite, my room, and opened up the refrigerator.
Okay.
And there were like five different brands of beer.
Ooh.
Five different types of soda water.
Why did you come home?
I don't know. I don't know. Great. Well, I tell you what. We're at about the midpoint of the program. We've set up the facilities. When we come back, we're going to talk about the world-class hunting at G2 Ranch right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We continue our conversation with Don Gilchrist, El Jefe of G2 Ranch, and their website, G2, the letter G, and the number 2, Ranch. Down in Pearsall, Texas, phone number 210-419-4442. On this rapid tour that took on the ranch, absolutely saw some phenomenal game animals. Mm-hmm. And Don, we were talking and sharing some of the information from our friends at Conroe Taxidermy about when you get into looking at exotics, number one animal is usually the axis buck, and then you got black buck, and then fallow, and then Audad. Would you say that those are kind of the first four that people go after?
Probably Audad would be fifth. I think Neil guys really moved to.
Yes. Okay.
They really moved up in our numbers as far as what we harvest.
Yeah, Don, I want to interject here because this is where you need a good guide because you've got people who've never seen those animals before. So you need to give them some help in judging size, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, and his staff?
Yeah.
Engaging, friendly, and accommodating. I mean, it's quite impressive. When we were going around, you also have some really big game. There was one place we came over a rise and dropped down, and I commented, "Wow, there's a whole bunch of meat for the freezer."
Uh-huh.
There were a couple of elan.
Oh yeah,
and then some bison. And what are some of these super exotics that you have, Don?
Well, we have sable on the ranch, kudu, the eland, as you said, Nyala, waterbuck. We have about eight or nine of what we can call the super exotics.
Well, and we can't forget about white-tailed deer.
I was just getting ready to ask that. Yeah.
I mean, unbelievable the operation that they have and truly the care that they give. And you're raising these animals on the ranch, breeding them there on the ranch, and then they're releasing out on the property, right?
That's correct. That's correct.
And Harold, you're going to love this.
Mm.
We talk about attention to detail.
Yes.
I think Don just raised the bar because the hunting blinds, Don, we talk about hunting year-round, and down in South Texas, it gets plenty hot.
Oh, yeah.
And you have a way of countering that. Can we share that little secret on what you do in your blinds?
Yes, sir, we can. We want to prolong the morning hunts and get in the stands a little earlier in the evenings and when it is extra warm. So, and some guys like to stay in a stand all day. So we went ahead and put air conditioning in every one of our tower blinds and our bow blinds all have air conditioning.
Oh, boy.
We're driving around, and he told me that, and then I looked at a blind, and there was a ladder that led up to the porch to enter the tower blind, you know? And there was probably a 14-inch, you know, small air conditioning unit that's going to chill that down pretty nicely. And
oh,
I went,
boy.
Yeah, okay. Wow.
Oh, that'll spoil you.
Yeah, absolutely. Talking about different come September, dove season. And this was one of the first things that impressed me about the way that they do things at G2 and the way Don thinks is big sunflower fields.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
And big pastures, okay? Yeah. And in order to keep the birds stirred up over this area, they had moved bales of hay, round bales.
Okay.
And there were numbers on them.
All right.
It provided a little shade, you know, as the sun set.
Uh-huh.
Little protection, just, you know, if somebody. And the video, our buddy Keith Warren, who has the high road, okay, has some video on the G2Ranch.com website. It looks like Argentina. I mean, waves. And you all hunt both the early and late season. Is that right, Don?
We do. We do.
I tell you what, it's remarkable, the hunting. You do turkey, right?
We do turkey, yes, sir. We have quite a bit of turkey country.
What kind of season? South Texas season opened on the 16th. Have your hunters had some good results and brought some good gobblers in?
Yes, sir. We've probably already harvested a couple of dozen in the last few days.
Okay.
And got about 40 more to go.
Yeah, Don, they're a finicky creature, but do you guys do anything with quail?
No, sir, we don't. I do a little hunting for my family and some close friends. I don't have enough quail country, and usually about 6 or 7 years out of 10 in the Pearsall area, you're going to have it be pretty droughty.
Okay.
So you won't have a very good crop. But we do hunt a lot around our irrigated fields because those corners usually have a lot of cover and draw a lot of birds.
Don,
yeah,
like myself, love to quail hunt.
Right.
And we were talking about that, and we were coming down this road, and all of a sudden, There were some of those little buzz bombs, you know.
Well, that's always been my favorite hunting quail over somebody else's dogs.
Well, we have our own dogs and our own retrievers, so we're in it up to our ears.
There are, besides the hunting, besides the great accommodations, when we say this is a hunting resort, there's more for you to do than that.
What?
When I heard that you had a putting green, I went, okay, all right. But then when I heard it's the elevated golf driving range.
Oh, my.
You've seen the elevated,
yes,
you know, in some of the bigger cities.
Right.
People can go up there, bring their golf clubs, you know, along with everything else they bring and do that. You've got some fishing available, right, on a catch-and-release basis on your lakes?
We do. We have three lakes with catch-and-release bass fishing.
And I got to go back to the room because, I mean, that's where you're going to drop your gear.
Right.
And the way this thing is laid out, if y'all remember or still frequent, the travel motel that you would drive up to the door,
okay,
that's what it is. You drive up to the door. And you walk in, and you walk through and out the back door that overlooks this beautifully landscaped area.
Oh, my.
But you know what? As grandiose as it is, it's really not over the top.
Okay.
I mean, it's just right there. It goes, yes, you know, this is what it's about. I was impressed. I don't know. I guess Don had heard I'd had three knee replacements, and he gave me a room accessible for, you know.
Yeah. Oh, no, friends. Bill does not have three knees. I guess you're wondering.
But the shower, just this massive shower with, I mean, whatever your physical abilities are.
Right, that's good.
Can accommodate. Yeah. I mean, the attention to detail has been grandiose. What do you have coming up as far as corporate, special events, groups? I'm assuming with your ability to accommodate as many, you can certainly handle special groups, right?
We can. We love to do special events such as class reunions, family reunions, corporate meetings where they can bring in 15, 20, or 50 of their executives and have an evening of just fun and then have business as well. So we're really ready to go in that area.
Didn't see, do you have a room or is there an area that can be reserved if somebody wants to put on a business meeting and do some sort of a PowerPoint or some video presentation?
We can, yes, sir.
Okay.
There you go.
Just absolutely.
Where do we find out about all of this?
Again.
Yeah.
G2Ranch.com. You can have a phone number there, 210-419-4442. Don, we appreciate you being our guest today.
And you can use my phone number as well. I'm in it. So it's 903-570-7909.
Thank you, sir.
Hi, this is Kelsey Grammer. When military service members head into battle, none are expected to face the enemy alone. But many return home and become isolated as they struggle with the visible and invisible wounds of war. It can be difficult knowing how to overcome that challenge and rekindle bonds similar to those formed in the military. Wounded Warrior Project supports these injured veterans through their recoveries by connecting them with fellow warriors and their communities. No one should fight this battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was putting man on foot patrol and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
DAV helps veterans of every generation to get the benefits they've earned.
To see Alex learning to snow ski, that's life-changing.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA. and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. What's coming up?
Here we go. Syntex Ducks Unlimited fundraising banquet in Salado. That's on March 28th at the Ten Rock Ranch. Information is at ducks.org. March 28th, Palo Pinto County Chapter National Wild Turkey Federation fundraiser in Fort Worth at the Sheriff's Posse Building. NWTF.org. Go there in your new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 47 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing, payload, and are the strongest trucks on the road. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And remember, Hybrid Lights, the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News, flashlights, headlamps, and more. They charge for 7 years. You can charge your phone off of them. Go to HybridLight.com, and for 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping, just type in the code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off, free same-day shipping, HybridLight.com.
I want to thank our guest, Don Gilchrist, G2 Ranch. Website, G2Ranch.com. Folks, it is truly a hunting resort. First class, world class.
Oh my, and remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Check our website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com. Our shows are archived there. You can see a list of our wonderful affiliate stations and more. Be safe out there. Join us again next week for more Texas Outdoor News.